Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports, where we explore the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Scarlett Fu.
And I'm Damian Sassauer.
And joining us now is Cheryl Toussaint. She's a former Olympic silver medalist. She is also the director of Colgate Women's Games, which is the nation's longest running track and field series for women and girls. Cheryl, welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about the Colgate Women's Games. The 48th game is coming up, and there's a lot of excitement around it. Tell us what we need to know.
Well, I'm glad you started here. So March 25th through April, we kick off our season for this year. The Colgate Women's Games has been going on for 48 years this season, and we're happy that we're starting an outdoor series this year, or actually our second outdoor series this year. And it'll be taking place at Queens College in New York. And the culmination will happen on May 7th at Icon Stadium. So it's a free event, no cost to participate, no cost to attend. So we welcome all of your listeners to come out and join us.
Well, Cheryl, it's more than that, right? It's the largest amateur track and field meet in the country. I'm talking elementary school through college. I believe Colgate-Palmolive has been the sponsor since the beginning of time. And my question for you is, look, you know, we all know your history, you know, going back to the 1972 Summer Olympics and your involvement at Adams Track Club and Fred Thompson, your mentor. I mean, can you talk to us about what, you know, Fred imparted to you and how that's kind of gotten you involved with this particular event and, you know, just basically what it means for you and what it means for, you know, women across the country who are basically in track and field and looking to make their mark?
Absolutely. So I started out as a 13-year-old with Fred and the Adams Track Club. And at that point, I didn't have any particular focus as far as being involved in athletics, or actually, nor was I focused so much on the academic part of, you know, being involved with the team, which was the team's focus. Athletics was what we did, but the end goal was to get an education. So when Fred started this team in our community, it was really important for girls who joined the team to understand that the end goal was education. So for me, it was very important because it helped me to refocus, rededicate my energies, not just on the track, but also to getting good grades and looking beyond where I was in school. And at that time, there were so few scholarship opportunities for girls. This was before Title IX. That the idea of going to college was not a reality for me. So Fred, his vision was really important for all of us who were part of that organization. And then Fred eventually collaborated with Colgate-Palmolive Company. They saw his vision and what he was doing by getting young people in general, but the girls who were on the club, to understand that that athletics was a means to an end, a means to getting a better education, having a brighter future, which was and is, in fact, Colgate's primary mission as a company to reimagine a healthy and brighter future for all people. So it aligns quite well. And that was the beginning of me being able to see college as an end goal.
Yeah.
The Colgate Women's Games is a program, a developmental series that starts young girls from first grade all the way through college and beyond. And what that does is give them, based, you know, depending upon their grade, an opportunity to learn how to compete, to learn how to lead. Of course, they develop tons of self discipline and, you know, confidence and self-esteem, but it teaches them how to lead. And that's the beginning of a brighter future for anything that we do.
And you're living proof of that. You pursued a degree in higher education, became the first in your immediate family to earn a college degree as a result of your involvement. Talk a little bit about any partnerships that the event has with higher education institutions to formalize this pipeline for young women to participate in track and field.
So most of the students come from the New York City public school system, but our reach goes beyond that. I mean, the New York metropolitan area, tri-state area, of course, but we have participants that attend the games from up and down the East Coast, so to speak. And the New York City public school system, we are actually, you know, aligning with them on how we can spread the word about what we do as an event. This year also ShopRite stores has partnered with Colgate to help spread the word by doing in-store promotion and things of that nature to spread the word. So the Colgate Palmolive Company has been behind this effort, has championed what we're doing with the Colgate Women's Games for 48 years and sponsored it through scholarships, which, by the way, the scholarship values were doubled.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really, you know, the cost of education is so high. But one of the points I would love to make is that because we start the girls so early to get them learning these tremendous disciplines, they are actually, based on their overall performance in the competition, eligible to win scholarships from first grade, which is unheard of. So, I mean, they can actually start building toward their own, saving for their own education from as early as first grade.
And so talk to us about the event itself. I mean, how has it evolved? I mean, from my understanding, it's really become more of an incubator for developing athletic talent, many of whom have gone on to run in the Olympics and whatnot. I mean, talk to us about, you know, the state of track and field for young girls in the United States right now.
Right. So the sport itself is tremendous. It's a very strategic kind of event. So everyone gets involved with it, learns to basically be strategic thinkers. You have to learn how to lead from the front, from the back. We have a lot of youth programs. The Colgate Women's Games covers the gamut from elementary through college and beyond. We even have a 30-year and above category. But what the Colgate Women's Games is, what our strength is that it is an incubator for developing athletic talent. They start in elementary school, first grade, and they compete over a series of years. Actually, it's a 4-week competition right now. It used to be 6. We hope to get back to that. But each week they learn how to take their, you know, to get out there, compete on their own, stand before crowds, separated from their family and friends, but cheered on by them. And from there, they learn and develop how to hone their skills. From the program, because it is developmental, and we go from elementary, middle school, high school, they actually really learn how to become better competitors, better mm-hmm. athletes. And we have 29 to date that have gone on to the Olympics. I'm one of them. And hundreds who have made it to the national level. Collegiate level, the heights of that. And so while most of them do not necessarily make the sports headlines, they all benefit from learning how
sure.
to discipline themselves, become, you know, become better athletes and achieve their own personal goal.
They pick up a lot of transferable skills, sports
absolutely.
Is life, all of that. So Cheryl, as we wrap up our conversation, you mentioned that, of course, and Damien had talked about how you competed in the 1972 Munich Games. Can we expect any CWG alums to participate in the 2024 Olympics in Paris?
Absolutely. Well, there are four that competed in the last games, mm-hmm. In the last Olympic Games, and we do have a few collegiate athletes now. They're not necessarily they're in college, so we expect to see a few of them. The trials will happen next year, so we'll keep our eye out, and we'll definitely be happy to. I'll be happy to return and let you know who they are.
You know, I just have one question about, you know, obviously the Colgate Women's Games itself and the atmosphere you just kind of talked about. You know, it's the first time, or maybe it's not the first time, but it offers these young athletes an opportunity to kind of get into that big meet environment, right? Like, I mean, I guess when you're running track and field after school and you're going to different high schools, you know, it's not the same thing as running in the Colgate's Women's Games. My question is, how much goes into that? You know, is it a lot of money? I mean, is it sponsorships? I mean, is it, you know, are you charging, you know, for people to participate? Can they just, you know, get tickets for free? I mean, how does it all work?
So there's absolutely no fee to participate in the Colgate Women's Games, no charge to attend the Colgate Women's Games. And in fact, the Colgate Palmolive Company has sponsored it for all of these years in terms of the event itself and then the scholarships that it awards for competitors who earn points. They earn points based on their performance. So basically, those top performers are able to earn scholarships. So when you look at the overall cost of participation for the athletes, there is no charge. But the athletes do have challenges in terms of finding viable space to train. They are also exposed to a lot of coaches and mentors at the event. So they benefit from being in that space where they can find coaches and mentors who can help them along with their training, mm-hmm. And to find space. But the event, because we're a series, a developmental series, and not a one and done kind of event, we kind of serve as a training ground for a lot of these I would say newer athletes who are just coming into the sport, just learning that yeah. we even exist, to come out and train or be a part of the competition week after week and find their way, find out whether they actually want to stay in it to be that great athlete or they're just enjoying a part of belonging.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Cheryl. You know, we create that where they can belong.
I love the mission of the Colgate Women's Games and what it strives to accomplish. Really appreciate your joining us to give us an overview of it and looking forward to seeing what comes out of it. Cheryl Toussaint is the meet director for the Colgate Women's Games, but you might know her as a former Olympic runner who won silver in the 4x400 meter relay in the 1972 Munich Games, despite losing her shoe in the race.
On one foot.
Right. The best way for folks to your listeners to find out more about the Colgate Women's Games is to go to ColgateWomen'sGames.com. Our website has everything they would need to know about who we are, what we do, how we do it, and yep. how to sign up.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Cheryl.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you.
This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. I'm Scarlett Fu here with Damian Sassauer. Catch us every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, where we explore the world of money and sports, and we certainly hit on both of those ideas today. Also find me on Twitter at Scarlett Fu.
And you can catch me on Twitter at D Sassauer.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business of Sports from Bloomberg Radio around the world.
The Bloomberg Sustainable Business Summit returns to London on April 25th for a solutions-driven look at the sustainable business and finance landscape, looking at the latest trends in ESG regulations, supply chain innovation, and transition finance. Speakers include leaders from CDP, Emirates Environment Group, Seedtrace, COA, and more. Summit advisors include City Commercial Bank, Red Sea Global, and Schneider Electric. Visit BloombergLive.com/SBS2024 to learn more.